Namotassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namotassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namotassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ saṅghaṃ namassāmi. So as Buddhist practitioners then, and there's many ways in which we can consider and reflect on life and make the effort to lead a skillful life. And yet if this is going to be a pleasant, joyful thing, then one of the main factors that we need to work on is to be able to bring it all into the present moment. And be able to reflect on things right there in the present. Whatever it is, whatever aspect. So this can take practice to just think of an element of the practice and then try to bring that into the present. So as a little while ago we had this symposium at Amaravati, Mindful Aging Symposium, which a lot of professional people attended. There was a nurse and various people involved with the elderly. There's a lot of discussion about the care of the elderly, the issues around aging, bereavement and so on. This is all very, very good on one level, you know, that it's all good information to then apply to the aging process and how to work with the issue, all these different issues. And yet coming in from a scientific or rather professional rather than Buddhist perspective, then what these perspectives lacked was a way of keeping in the present. So there's great ways of planning for the future. This is all very good, isn't it? You know, you can plan how and when to retire, and how to plan your retirement, or how to plan your care as an elderly person, and how to set up your family situation, and how to work with the kind of relationship problems that can exist of dependency or something like this. It can give us all fuel for thought and discussion and planning, organising, these kinds of things. And yet there's something lacking in terms of just being right there in the present with it all. And yet this is where our refuge is. So we'll try and bring all this information right there, bang into the present. And then to me, the way to do that was to become mindful of the body in the present. To see, oh yes, here is this body, sitting here, and this body, of course, it has the nature to age, it can't do anything else. Looking round at all these aging bodies in the room, and then very naturally, then these qualities of wisdom and compassion will start to arise in the mind. And then's the time, you know, to consider this kind of information within this kind of context. Otherwise, you know, you go straight for the information and the thoughts and feelings about the aging process. They're actually quite sad to consider all these things. There doesn't seem to be so much peace to it. Example of establishing mindfulness before considering a particular aspect of life, in this case aging process. If we just look at our bodies directly, you can see, of course, well, this thing is a thing of nature and it has to go this way. It's like every other part of nature. There can be acceptance of that much. This is a big step in the mind, this kind of acceptance. and then lead us to accept these things, put it in its proper context. So this is a skill that we need to develop as practitioners, to see what the issues are in terms of the past and the future, but then to be able to bring those issues into the present. Find an anchor for them, a place for them in the present, so to speak. So this is a bit technical, but in philosophical terms, then what this is called is phenomenology. Looking at things in the present moment is a phenomenological approach. And what a phenomenologist would tell you is that in order to have a full statement about what something is, in the present moment, then you make a statement of context, process and meaning. This is what you need to cover. So what often people talk about when they talk about mindfulness, they talk about the process, what's going on right now. What's going on in my mind right now, what's going on in the room right now, all the process part of it. But then we're missing then the past and the future, aren't we? We do need to bring this into our attention, you know, as Buddhists, not ignore it. Don't use mindfulness to ignore the past and future, it'd be very unskillful. We use our mindfulness needs to include the past and future, you know, the circumstances of our actions. Or, you know, we need to bear in mind what this is going to lead to. How the present moment is part of the past, or the tradition, or a convention, or expectations, you know, the society, you know, how it fits in. So you could say that this context then is a consideration of the past. You know, what is bringing the past into the present? You know, this is the context in which this thing is happening. Is this? And so there's a lot of this in monastic life. We'd say that, you know, there's a process going on in monastic life, and then there's all these signs of what the context in which this is happening. So the context of the tradition, and the convention, and the precepts, all very skillful things that are feeding into the situation from the past, feeding into the present from the past. A lot of skillful stuff feeding into the present. Or a consideration of meaning is the way that the future can feed into the present without drawing our minds into the present, without us getting lost again in the present. Now, what is this going to mean? Now, this is happening right now. What does this mean right now? Is a consideration of, well, it would mean this in the future. This is where it's going. You can see its kind of trajectory. See how something is moving towards the future. So this is how we can bring the past and the present into the past and the future right here into the present moment. So we're doing the best we can with the present moment, informed by both the past and the future. And yet the way that we're considering the past and the future doesn't take us away from the present moment. So this is having a very open, broad view of things, rather than focusing on the present, the process, what's going on right now, focusing on this job or this task or this observing just this process of mind, out of context. not the full picture. They're not considering the meaning. What meaning is there in all of this? Is a way of then seeing where that's going. So this is how we can skillfully reflect on the present moment, and yet in a way that keeps us in the present. So a thinking process, a reflection process, can do one or the other. It can either refine our mindfulness or become proliferation, which just takes us away from the present into the past or the future. So I offer that for your reflection.